Limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Here on RVN with your host Tim Spencer, Rick Schmidt, and myself, Lori Spencer. Welcome to our show this weekend. It is July 6th, Saturday, in the year of our Lord 2019, and we're all hoping here that all of you had a wonderful and safe 4th of July. Okay, guys, what would we like to talk about today?
Well, Lori, let's start with the earthquakes out in California.
Okay.
I mean, wow.
7.1.
What can I say, folks?
Well, the good news is the Californians are still completely asleep. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, guys. Yesterday's earthquake, or not yesterday's, July 4th earthquake, wound up being just a foreshock. And acquaintance of mine that lives right by you, Rick, said this, and it wound up yesterday, last night, becoming a 7.1 in reality when it was all said and done. I seem to say that this isn't a foreshock also. I have not read any reports of injuries or deaths. I think it's because of where this actually happened at, which was out in the middle of their desert. But it's interesting. It's very interesting from the science angle.
But if I'm not mistaken, aren't they fracking in that same area?
Yes.
Well, it's a geothermal plant in that area, Lori. It's not actually fracking. What they are doing is puncturing through that volcanic field where these two earthquakes happened, and they're pumping water down into the magma, creating steam, and the steam turns turbines to create electricity. They're Brilliant. Still messing with Mother Nature, but no, it's not actual fracking right there. It's geothermal plants.
Don't mess with Mother Nature.
Right? One day man will learn.
Well, yeah. What was that? It's probably I think that was a margarine commercial or something like that.
Yeah, it was. It was. Yeah. I remember that. It was actually funny at the time. Now it's not so funny.
No, it isn't, because they found out margarine kills you and diet soda makes you fatter than you ever were. So, yeah. So, no, nothing's funny. If everything you've ever been told is a lie, then that is too.
Well, with all fairness, guys, our prayers go out to those in California who were affected by the earthquake that hit last night. So,
well, apparently it's felt all the way down from Mexico up into Central California. I think a lot of people were affected, more their nerves than actual property damage. There were some fires and some structure collapses near the epicenter, and that I actually agree with, yes. Our prayers go out to those folks, but to the people that are just simply shaken and scared, all I can say is grow up.
Yeah, I got two words. Three, move out of California.
Well, why are you in California? I don't quite understand that. What is? Yeah, I heard several homeless people accidentally rolled into their own poop when this hit. But it's just sad. my son, here's a classic example. My son had to be, I think it was in L.A. last week, and oddly enough, it just so happened that he was going to go visit with his cousins, and oddly, at that point, a couple other, those are not my kids, a couple of other
cousins. No, those are mine.
Yeah, so they had just flown in, so now there's like four of them, so, you know, he calls up, and they said, oh, actually, you know, so-and-so just got here, why don't you come over and see us? So he looks on whatever it is, navigation, Google Map, whatever. He's 12 miles away, travel time 2 hours and 10 minutes. So
holy smokes.
Yeah, so that's it. So he calls them back and says, could this actually possibly be correct? And they're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And he goes, well, I'm afraid you're going to have to come see me. You know, we visit me in St. Louis where you can... at least you can kind of move around in our time. So my question once again, why aren't you in California? What's wrong with you? But, you know, it's just, now I know we've got some conservatives up in the northern end, and not picking on you. I'm picking on the sanctuary people, so, you know, don't get sensitive on me. You know what I'm trying to say here.
Well, hey, if we don't insult somebody, we ain't done our job for the week, Rick.
Oh, I know. You can bet your pants I'm having as much fun as a guy can have with his clothes on, which means if I'm betting my pants, I've got them. I have them on. I'm betting them. I don't know what you got putting my pants up against yours. So what else you want to talk about before we go on to more options?
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the economy. Is there going to be a rate cut or is there not? I personally see no reason for one right now. All it's going to do is weaken the dollar, which hurts us, the little people. It makes the corporations grow bigger and all that. Right. We can talk about that if you want. We can talk about the very blatantly obvious suppression of gold and silver. In fact, I sent you a picture about 10 days ago of what happened.
Right.
I don't know if you ever got a chance to look at that or not, Rick.
No, I did. Oh, no, I did get that. Let's do that, but let's not beat it to death, because I know a lot of these folks out here, for some reason, I tried to talk to my wife about it this morning, and after 30 seconds was talking to her back. So some people just get so shook, you know, that they honestly, this is hilarious to me, they honestly get so stressed that they can't listen another second. So, you know, first of all, if you're one of those people, why in God, don't call yourself a prepper. You're only here for entertainment purposes, and damn, I am here to entertain you. So here's the deal. So Trump came out Friday demanding from the Federal Reserve rate cuts, more quantitative easing, which means that's BS, more heavy money printing. He wants to speed up as though the presses could go any faster. He wants a turbo on the presses, and he wants zero interest rates. Now, so zero interest rates, you know, so well, let's see.
Or
we all know more. Negative interest rates. So three things. First of all, the dollar is only worth 3.7 cents. So more printing of money makes it worth.
No,
less.
that was 5 years ago, Rick.
Right. Well,
that was 5 years ago, buddy.
And that's a number. That number only exists if you will not. Well, what do you think? What do you think?
I think it's 2.3.
You think it's what?
2.3.
Now, but you're not factoring in the missing $21 trillion either, are you? Because if you factor that in, it's It's 1.3. You're breaking up a little bit. That's if you factor in the missing $21 trillion, it's worth under 2 cents. But that's But, you know, you can still go to Walmart and use your so-called dollar. But what we're going to find is that at some point, this full faith and credit BS is going to be shaken at some point, and we're not going to necessarily do fear porn. But I can tell you, you guys aren't going to get away with this indefinitely. The other thing is that if you look at who's the real cool site that actually tracks? Is it Shadow Stats, maybe, that actually gives you the real? Okay. So real rate of inflation is 6 or 7. Even if you were at the overnight rate, the Fed funds overnight rate, you only get 2.38, which is about 1/3 of real inflation. So no matter what happens,
In 30 years, you're getting 1.98, 30 years?
Yeah. Right, which is the inversion, which is if you're going to be under 2% in the overnight rates, 3. So why would you loan the government anything for 10 years when you can loan it overnight and make twice as much? But irrelevant. You're still only getting half of the inflation, so you're still being systematically robbed every single year. You're just watching your money evaporate just for having it. And
correct.
This is another. This is another interesting thing. You brought up the gold and the silver suppression, which, of course, we all know is there. People have been convicted of that crime. But about 2-3 weeks ago, crazy Uncle Tim here told me that gold broke out. And I'm like, yeah. What else you got? Well, it turns out he was right. Gold did, in fact, break out. And if for those of you that don't understand technicals, it was hitting a resistance level. If you look at a chart, any chart, what you're actually, you think you're looking at money, but you're not. You're looking at people. All those little marks on there are people that have invested at various places. And they have various reasons for buying various things at various points. Most of it is undoubtedly emotional. So what will happen is if you buy, let's say Walgreens, stays at $30 for 2 years and everybody's buying Walgreens, oh, it's a safe investment. All those little marks are people, and it's their money, and that means emotions involved. If one morning they don't make their number, they don't make their earnings, and it drops to 28, what will happen is it'll take a year to go back up to 30. Then it can't get above 30 because every time it hits 30, all the people that bought at 30, now they've been upset all this time, and every time it gets to 30, they sell it. They sell that Walgreens to get their money back, and that keeps Walgreens from going past 30. So that becomes resistance. It's a resistance level. It's those little marks are not what you think they are. They're people. People and their emotional money. Okay, once it gets above 30, now that becomes a floor. Picture this. You are an idiot, and you've been trying for a year to bang your way through your neighbor's ceiling. You're in an apartment. You finally work your way through the drywall and through their floor. Now you crawl through the hole. Now you're laying on the floor. That thing that used to be your resistance is now your support. Okay? That's the simplest way to explain the situation. So what we had was gold. I'm going somewhere with this, believe it or not. We had gold with the resistance at, let's say, what was it, 1350, 1340, 13, whatever it was.
Well, 1380, I think.
Well, no, didn't it? No, it can't be.
I think it was 1380, Rick. I'm not positive.
No, that's the next resistance level. No, it broke to 1340, which is above its resistance level, which it has been at. Now it's above that. Now the new floor becomes, I think, 1320. So, and this is the humorous part of this. What in God's name are we talking about with these resistance levels? Physical metal has no resistance level at all. What we're looking at, believe it or not, is the chart of GLD, which is an ETF, which is a derivative, which is paper BS. We've been looking at the trading of the chart, which is the derivative, which is promises, which is IOUs, which is nothing. So all of this has been part of the manipulation, but now even through the manipulation and the suppression of, we have broken above their resistance level. Now we do have, I think, another minor resistance level up around 1375, 1380. There, however, is a big old gap once you hit 1,500. And there's nobody,
correct.
Nobody owns it from 1,500 to 1,550. And I believe it's never been higher in the last 10 or 12 years than 1,800. Lynette Zhang is looking at the technicals and saying that she thinks it will hit 1,800 by the end of the year. So this is
I absolutely agree.
I tend to agree. Here's the deal. Gold and silver were never supposed to have been thought of as an investment. It's a way to keep yourself from losing what you have, and it does that.
Correct.
It does that. But now that it looks like the stock market is really, it's the implosion of is essentially imminent because the debt bubble is breaking in a very profound way. The bond market is crumbling.
Well, not only is the debt bubble popping, okay, here's the thing. Credit is drying up, Rick.
Right.
With the PMI taking a nosedive, other words, PMI.
That's the global.
Manufacturers are not getting the orders that they need to keep going.
That's on a global.
And so everything is coming off the rails right now.
Oh, yeah, but not that you believe it, because if you listen to the Trumpster, who I tend to like, but I don't like his evil warlock friend, Larry Kudlow. Larry knows the truth, and Larry is lying like whale poop on the bottom of the ocean. Larry knows the truth, and he is lying with every breath he takes. He is less credible than a divorce lawyer. So I don't like that guy. Yeah, so, but he'll tell you everything's wonderful. But if you really take a minute, if you've been, no one will, and do your own homework, and no one will, you'll find that the wheels are, in fact, coming off, just like Crazy Uncle Tim says. So as we get to this factor where the velocity, debt is, everything runs on debt, so the credit market's drying up, so we have that problem. But since we all know that even at your best interest rate, which is, 2.3, I think the overnight rate is, you're still...
Yeah, if you're lucky.
If you're lucky, right. And so you're one-third of the rate of inflation, so you can't make money like that. Gold and silver, which was never supposed to have been seen as any kind of investment at all, if we move from 1340 to 1800 in 6 months, that's about a one-third increase. So you could make 30% on precious metals, which I am not suggesting you trade precious metals, but I am saying that it is interesting to me that precious metals, which was never supposed to have been seen as an investment, now will probably be going forward just about the only way to make money with any kind of investment. And if you leave your money in dollars or in the stock market or the bond market, you're very likely to take a massive loss. So that's all interesting, and I guess
Rick. Look at what an ounce of gold bought in 1900. We look at what an ounce of gold buys now, and it's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, but we look at what a dollar bought in 1900 and what a dollar buys now. A dollar buys now about 2.5 cents, and not a dollar's worth of goods as compared to 1900. I hope that made sense, folks.
Yeah, but you can't get anybody to believe that. You can't get anyone to really see that, because you can still buzz on down to Walmart, swipe your credit card, and nobody really gives a GD damn as long as the system functions, you know, and they still get, you know, bread and eggs and beer and whatever else they're buying, milk. And until we get to some phase where these things aren't really working well, nobody's going to care, and then it'll be too late.
Okay, guys, hold on. We have a break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Rural Survival Show. The guys have been talking about the economy. I should just mention that Tim did go to Walmart yesterday, and you know how we've been talking about the food shortage and all, due to all the floods and fires and whatnot, you know, here in the U.S. especially. We said there was going to be a food shortage, and there is, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, Tim went to Walmart yesterday, and he took a picture, and he sent it back to me on his phone. And this is what it says at our local Walmart. There is a sign up. It says, product shortage. Due to a limited availability, we are experiencing product shortages across this category. And this is in front of all the canned goods and stuff now. We are working closely with our suppliers to get these items back as quickly as possible. We sincerely apologize for any inconvenience this may cause. Effective dates, July 2nd through August the 9th. And Walmart at the bottom. So, you know, the things that we've been telling you about, making sure you get your gardens in, make sure you have some kind of way of feeding your own family, you know, it's coming around, and hopefully you guys have been listening and paying attention and have had a chance to put your gardens in and got them going, because you're more than likely going to need that food this year, especially since the food shortages are going on. Okay, guys.
Well, Lori, I did send you a picture of that sign. Those dates you mentioned, though, I think are complete BS. I think our real problems are going to come basically from September of this year until, a minimum of July of next year. I think that's when you won't be able to buy stuff. Now, we're talking about, because of all the flooding, we're talking about beans, wheat products, all that kind of stuff being affected. About the only thing not affected, apparently, is the rice. Even cotton is going to become much more expensive. So, folks, yes, I did see that. I had enough money to buy 8 cases of vegetables, which I did do. We got to put them all away today. Actually, at the price right now, it's cheaper to buy canned goods than it is to actually physically can fresh vegetables unless you grow your own. I'm not crazy after all. Neither is Rick. Neither is Lori. I mean, I've got a picture of the signs. Anybody wants to see one, shoot me an email, and I will send you the picture. Okay, Rick, take it away, buddy.
They can go to our page on Facebook and see it.
That's true.
I did post it on Facebook.
I'll tell you what, it is a sad day indeed when you have to rely on Walmart to augment or fill up your credibility. That's not right. You shouldn't have to rely on an institution like that. Yeah, this is like... seriously, this is like asking Lawrence Kudlow to verify your economic information. But yeah, there it is. And, I know, like you said, we are mad as hatters, this never-ending fear porn, trying to scare people like we do. I don't know what to say. It's just all too painful.
It's sad. It's sad, Rick. You're right. What we tell people, they should take it at face value. There's no profit to us lying. I've been saying this for, 3 or 4 months now, that, food prices are going to skyrocket. USDA says food prices might triple by September. When we talk about vegetables and grains, and of course that also expands to meats, because cattle and hogs are fed with grains too. So, folks, all I can say is get it while it's cheap, please. We want to keep you as listeners. That is providing things hold together where we're still able to broadcast. But get it while it's cheap, folks. I plan on going to the store again today.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that stuff last for years. We want you to be hungry for information, not for greed. That'd be a failure on our part and your part. But fact of the matter is, you're taking me down with you when you do that. So... don't do that.
Right.
Yeah, or the bulk stuff. As I mentioned before, and I'll just mention it briefly again, my son, who is with Ralston Purina, had an associate, I think, with the Del Monte people, and asked, he said, my father is he's a little goofy, but he says canned goods will last almost indefinitely. And the guy said, yeah, they do, until the can puffs up, until there's a hole in the can. Technically, it's edible.
Right.
It except for the, you know, the nutritional value drops off some. But other than that, it's fine.
All right.
So, you know.
Hey, Rick, we got a break. We got a break.
Yeah, oh.
Folks,
I can't hear that.
1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Go ahead and call in now. We'll start taking calls right after the break.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. We do have a few callers, but Tim, you wanted to make a short statement before we take our callers?
Yeah, folks, something I found last night. There's a website. It's called silvergoldbull.com, silvergoldbull.com. Now, we don't get a commission from these folks or nothing, but a deal I found last night, 10-ounce silver bar at spot, literally at spot. If you use a credit card, it's like $5.56 more than spot for 10 ounces. Not over spot per ounce, but I mean, it's like 56 cents if you use a credit card over spot per ounce. Again, silvergoldbull.com. This is a new one as far as I know of. I bought 10 ounces last night. As far as I know, they're reputable. They have all the bona fides on their website. But if you want to buy 10 ounces of silver at the current price, which is $15 an ounce, which is extremely cheap and artificially suppressed, that's a good place to do it. Okay, now we've got calls to go to. First, we're going to go to Art off the grid on line 9, and then we're going to go to Mike in Kentucky on line 3. Good morning, Art.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Out here checking my my mushroom beds. Boy, they're going absolutely ape. Mushrooms, if people want to get into growing mushrooms, this is like, once you get these things going, they just come in like crazy. But you were talking about food storage, and I've been doing this for several years like you guys have, so I've already got like all kinds of quart jars and pint jars and gallon jars of stuff canned up. So what I'm doing now is I'm dehydrating. And I find that dehydrating is a great way to store certain things. Like, you don't want to, you know, things that you can't can up and things that you can't, like I did beans and rice and flour and cornmeal, those kinds of things, in 5-gallon buckets and then sealing them with an oxygen absorber inside there to keep them from going bad. And so I've got 40 buckets, you know, 45-gallon buckets full of food. I got about probably 2 years worth of food there, and then probably another 2 years in canned goods. So what I'm doing now is I'm looking at things that you cannot can or you cannot store in 5-gallon buckets, things like mushrooms and wild stuff like that you have to dehydrate if you want to keep them. And what I've found out through some research is that you can get these 200 and 300 cc oxygen absorbers. And you can use one of these per quart jar, two of them per gallon jar. And once you dehydrate whatever these things are, you would put that in the, you put one, or depending on your size, one for a quart, two for a gallon. And you're not going to like try to do like a hot bath or anything like that, like you normally would canning. You just really crank that down, that lid down hard as you can get it, and then store it in a cool, dark place. And these things will keep long-term, I mean, for years. And this is something I don't hear a lot of people talking about, dehydrating and storing.
What we use the oxygen absorbers for is beans and oatmeal and cornmeal and stuff like that, Art. I mean, that's what Lori and I do.
I use it in my 5-gallon buckets. In my 5-gallon buckets, I've got beans, rice, cornmeal, flour, sugar, salt, things like this. This is what I've got in the 5-gallon buckets, and the oxygen absorbers are absolutely fantastic for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know what else you can use, Art? And I'm not saying this for your benefit, because you already know this, but for our listeners' benefit, you know, this time of year is a perfect time to go to Lowe's or Home Depot and buy those glove warmers. All those are is oxygen absorbers. They create heat. And, you know, this is the perfect time of year, folks. You can buy them for literally pennies on the dollar from last year's stock. They might all be gone by now. I'm not sure. Well, what they call hand warmers.
Right.
Really?
Or the toe warmers.
I didn't know that.
The toe warmers are smaller. If you open them up, you'll find it's the same thing. And all it is iron filings, salt, and something else. But the point is, when they hit oxygen, they start a reaction, which is actually rust. The reaction is rust, but at a very accelerated pace, thereby using up oxygen. The hand warmers, the big ones, those are like one or 2,000 cc oxygen absorbers, whereas the toe warmers would be the smaller ones, like the ones you're talking about, which would be more in the 200-300 cc range. The other thing I would mention, you might want to think about this one, is if you're going to put up something dehydrated like that, drop a handful of dry rice down in the bottom, because that has the uncanny ability to attract moisture at an even faster pace than salt. So a little dry rice in the bottom. What I generally will do is put it in a coffee filter, staple that shut, drop that in there. So
you know, you're not mixing rice with things. But, you know, if you think that, you know, moisture might be an issue with something dry like that, a little rice really helps.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know
Absolutely.
About those hand warmers. I'm glad you mentioned those hand pro warmers, because I didn't know about that. So, what's the price on those as compared to just buying the actual oxygen absorber?
Well, during the season.
Well, the hand warmers.
Go ahead, Tim.
I was just going to say the hand warmers. Well, I haven't looked this year. I haven't been to Rolla, Missouri, which is the closest place we have a Lowe's. But last year, they were selling them for like 10 cents each. And like Rick said, I mean, they're thousands of cc's vice the 300 or 200 cc's you buy on Amazon or eBay. And
well, but you're talking about coming out of the season, like as winter's winding down. That's when you want to keep your eye out, not just for that, but I watch for the knit gloves and the knit hats, which you know, I probably have enough of them, but you never know, you know, what kids will show up and you need to put a hat on their head. And a buck for a decent knit hat is great. So and then at that point, of course, the oxygen absorbers the hand warmers and the toe warmers, they got to get rid of those, because those are things that don't save well. Oh, and when you do get those home, for goodness sake, put them in a jar, because if you leave them sit around, sometimes the plastic on the outside compromises and it just goes bad. When you pick it up, if it's stiff as a board, it's finished. It should feel like a little bag of sugar. It should feel like a bag of sugar or a bag of sand. And you'll find that anytime the plastic on the outside gets compromised, it's gone. That's why they don't try to hold on to them, because it's one of those things that you almost can't keep from season to season. So, you know, if you watch closely, you know, you can get a great deal. But do not just put them on a shelf somewhere or you'll ruin them all. Get them in quart jars and seal it up.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I didn't, like I said, I didn't know about the hand warmers that they would do that. So that's great. Thanks for telling me about that.
That's
anyway,
okay.
I just wanted to bring up the dehydration thing, because I don't hear a lot of people talking about that, and that's something that a lot of people can do. It's inexpensive, and it's long term storage.
It's
agreed.
It's at least as good as canning, if in some cases really better, but. Okay,
yeah.
Thanks a million, Art.
Anyway,
I appreciate it.
Have a great one.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for your call, Art. Next, we're going to Mike in Kentucky on line 3. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, I tried something last year when I found it on the web, and I know it's kind of, I don't know, indirectly survival. If you can save money, you can spend more on your prepping. We had an outside unit installed probably, I'm going to say, 13, 14 years ago, and it's been really good. The only thing that we had trouble with was mice getting into it and short-circuiting the circuit board.
Right.
But last year, I was looking online about this thing called a diffuser, and I think it'll work on anything, even a window air conditioner or these newer types that are mounted on the sides of buildings. If you can find a plastic tote or a tub that kind of has a smaller bottom and it wedges out to the sides, kind of wedge out or lean out, you can cut the bottom out of them, and that's what I did. It didn't cost me a thing. I cut the bottom out of this one that was just laying around, and the plastic, had deteriorated. So the bottom was cracked, and I just took a knife and cut out the bottom and zip tied it to the top of my outside unit. Then I took a tarp and tied it to my roof about, 3 feet away from the roof at an angle so that the sun does not hit the coils. And so the goal there is to allow your outside unit to draw shaded, cooler air across those coils. It stops the sun from heating the coils. And then you simply adjust that to where, if your air conditioner is kicking on and off, it gives it time for those coils to cool off. And so you're moving more cubic feet you're moving a lot more cubic feet per minute across those coils. They're cooler. And your increase in efficiency is something like 15%. You use less electricity, and your unit will last longer. And, you know, it does kick on and off more because you're actually having it cycle rather than to have it run all the time. So, I mean, conceivably, you could have to replace the start or run capacitor. You know, they usually last about 8 to maybe up to 12 years, I think, is the best one that I've ever had.
You're lucky.
Yeah, about 12 years is about as long as a run capacitor lasts. So don't blame me if your start and run capacitor wears out. It was probably going to happen anyway. But
that's the cheapest thing to replace on the AC, though. That's really good news. When they show up and that's all that's wrong, I'm like, great, that sounds cool. But
well, and I have, I don't know, I had an HVAC guy tell me to how to hook one up one time. He said, sure, you can do it yourself. And I noticed a day or two later, my fan was running backwards. And I don't know. I looked and I switched the wires on the thing, and it still ran backwards. So the fan was blowing down through the coils instead of up. And so I actually had to take the thing apart and flip the wires on the motor to get it to run the right direction. So something else to look for. But, I mean, well, if you're saving... And I mean, I know people have health. I know there's that one caller, I can't remember, Frank or something. He's always calling in shoveling or working or raking or something, making all kinds of noise. he doesn't use an air conditioner. And I say more power to you. As you get acclimated to the hotter weather, if you can bring your air conditioner up a couple of degrees every few weeks, it won't hit you like a ton of bricks when you go outside. But some people have to have air conditioning for COPD or health reasons. And so if you're in a household where that's right, then you've got to do what you can to improve the efficiency of the unit. And that is so simple to do. Like I say, you can make one out of metal, but I used a plastic tote. Didn't cost me anything, and it's saved I don't know how much money in the last 2 years. So,
well,
folks, just something to...
Well, Mike, you're right. And one of the things I found out here the other day, you know, if you're where they grow, where people raise cattle, they got these mineral tubs that they have a heck of a time getting rid of because garbage companies won't take them because it's so much plastic. But they're exactly what you described. My grandson and I last week picked up 6 of them for free. Now, what I use them for is a place to store different grades of copper and aluminum and all that before I take it to the salvage yard. But these things would work perfect for what you're talking about, and they're free. They're completely free. Most people will pay you to take them away.
When you cut the bottom out of one of those, you can squish the corners out of it and make it more round at the top of the wire thing. And because it's plastic, if it's still flexible, it'll probably last years in the sunshine. But, you know, the point is to shade it. But you don't want to put any restriction on the top. You want the air to be able to shoot as far up above your roof as possible or to shoot out into your yard. You know, if you shade it with like a picnic. If you live in a neighborhood where there's like all these restrictions, then use one of those picnic awnings or something and put you some lawn chairs under there and make it look like it's a place where you sit and read or something. You know, some of these neighborhood agreements are ridiculous. But it makes a big difference when you can shade those coils so they're not being heated up by the sun. When the unit shuts off in between cycles, if the sun is sitting there heating them coils, then it's not cooling off. But the side mount units, I think, are the same thing. And I've heard people griping in these rent controlled housing units and stuff that their air conditioners don't work as good as they used to. So all they would have to do is to demonstrate this, that it, you know, to their landlord or whatever, that it works, and make it look halfway decent, and they'd probably be doing it to all of them, because not only would it save these, you know, rent-controlled housing units a lot of money. That's what I don't understand, why they're not using doing this, because Bluffdale and the server farms need all the electricity they can to slurp up all our data. So.
Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that and crypto mining.
Yeah, exactly. There's so much crypto mining going on. You know, it used to be a conspiracy theory, but now about 2 months ago, I think, Mozilla 67 dot whatever, they actually include now a crypto mining blocker in that browser. So I remember it was about 2 years ago or something, there was a British media newspaper that made fun of that, and they did like an Onion article saying that they were going to have to start mining Bitcoin in the background as you watch, as you read our articles, they were going to hijack your computer. Well, it's going on now.
Yes, I mean, it is.
And it's hard to know what kind of shadow banning and stuff is going on in the background. I've encountered dozens of types of it, I think. I've forgotten how many different ways you can be shadow banned. I think it even works on the phones. So we got to find alternative ways to communicate kind of off the grid or with, you know.
It's called ham radio.
Well, yeah, if you can get it to work, I think the goal is to interfere with ham radio eventually with all this ultra-wideband telemetry that the electricity companies want, you know, data over the wires. That's supposed to, the ham radio clubs were getting all up in arms about that 20 years ago. Hey, I'll let you go.
Thank you, Mike. When we come back from the breaks, folks, we're going to go to Al in West Virginia.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. We've talked about a few things this morning, but right now we're going to go to Al in West Virginia on line 9. Good morning, Al.
Morning. Good morning to everybody. As a matter of fact, I just came back in about 20 minutes ago, put my central air unit back together. I flushed out with the water hose the condenser and the evaporator, which was, man, I couldn't believe how plugged up it was. But
oh,
that
yeah.
might be something. Yeah, people might want to think about doing that at least once a year. I looked at it earlier this year, and I thought, well, it looked pretty clean still. And my goodness, I couldn't get the house below 75, 78 degrees, and I was like, what's going on? So I went ahead and took it back apart, and oh, my, it was just plugged up like you wouldn't believe. I got a question for Rick. Oh, kudos to you, Rick, too, for being able to keep your wife's attention for 30 seconds this morning. I wish I could do that with mine.
I had a $100 bill between my lips. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, was you mentioning, did you say something on the show one time about if you get bit with a brown recluse, a natural remedy or some kind of a remedy that you could keep around?
Yeah, yeah, I do. I've never tried to tase myself or whatever. But what works every single time for me is the wart, the cryogenic wart freezing thing, which is great for about 100 other things. But
right,
yeah, if you can buy it at Walmart, it's just called like. Something like freeze wart remover or something, and it's got a little. Actually, all it is a. It's either liquid nitrogen or liquid CO2. It's probably nitrogen, and
it is.
It's got a little what looks like a Q-tip with one end off, and it's hollow, and you put it in to this hole. And then you hold the button down for about 3 seconds until you see one drop of liquid come off, and that would be liquid, whatever, let's say liquid nitrogen. You're allowed to hold that on any given area for 40 seconds. That's the max. Although a lot of things don't take that long. If you've got, like, let's say a sunspot or something on your face and you just want it gone, you can put that on there for 20 seconds, and in a few days that will just peel off, and you'll look like you're 21 again.
Right.
It's great. But it's, I've done it four times, so I look like I'm 84. So what you can do, though, is hold that on the brown recluse bite for 40 seconds, and it will, it'll take that thing off there. At least I've had it every single time. I have a 100% success rating with it, so I'm pretty pumped, but you know, I like it.
Okay, well, that sounds good. But it seemed to me like it was something else that you'd said, or maybe it was a different show, but I'm pretty sure it was you guys because I don't listen to but two or three shows. But it seemed like there was something else that it wasn't something I had all the time around, but it was something that I had around.
Al, if you'll hang on through the break, I'll tell you one other remedy in case you don't have that. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 2.5 minutes. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity.